Good evening, everyone. Hello. Welcome, people. Y'all feel that? I say, do you feel that?
Good evening,
everybody, and welcome to As I Sip My Tea, Honey. We are live. For the second time, for the second week, I am your host, Shantae, and I also have our extraordinary fashionista diva, the other Shantae. Girl, tell them who you are. What's the tea, honey?
I don't really have any tea for once.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just kidding. I always have a little tea, just a little tea. So the tea on me. My name is Shantae as well.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, fashionista, I would like to think so. Working fashionista for about 13 years. Currently doing a little switch up, but always a fashion girl at heart, nonetheless.
Okay.
Well, welcome.
I know you're excited, but we have a caller already, and I want to see who this caller is real quick before we get into it. Tonight we have 30 minutes, not just 15, but we got 30 minutes, so we're going to fill it up. We got people going to call in. We got questions, and we're just going to spill all kinds of tea. So let's see who's on the line. Hold on. Welcome, caller, to As I Sip My Tea, Honey. Who is this? Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Who, am I online? I'm on the phone?
Yes, you're on the air. What's your name?
Oh, my gosh, this is Janelle.
Hey, Janelle, how are you?
Good, Shantae, how are you?
I am good, and you have the other Miss Shantae on the phone as well.
Good evening, Janelle. Hi, how are you? This is my first time, you know, listening and calling in, so, God, excuse me,
well,
I'm just a little nervous.
Well, thank you. Don't be nervous.
Oh, no.
No
problem.
Don't be nervous. What did you want to talk about?
Well, I'm just, you know, wondering, you know, more about the show and just finding out. I guess you talk about different things every week.
We are going to talk about any and everything that we want to talk about, our callers want to talk about, our listeners, anything that's relevant. So if you have something that you want us to discuss, let's go for it.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I've been seeing a lot on social media is, I guess, a lot of people just videos and fighting and people being like internet thugs. Like, and I'm just trying to understand where have we gone, what is happening with ourselves as a society where we have to put everything on social media and even just, if not posting videos, but even having to fight via keyboard. You know, it's something I've been seeing a lot of lately.
Okay. Diva, what's your take on this? I want to hear what you got to say about this one.
I would definitely say that, you know, we as a culture are more turning towards a lot of negativity. There's a lot of negativity, especially out there, you know, on social media. That's what gets the likes. That's what gets the exposure. And I really feel like, you know, we're getting into a generation where people will do anything for a like. And so I think there's a lot of different issues, and that's just, you know, kind of unfortunately where society is kind of heading. If you look at the TV and things that we're watching and grown people over or close to 40 or over 40 or whatever fighting and the housewives and everyone else, and I'm going to be honest, I watch the housewives. I love them.
I
know some of them. But, you know, I just think that's where we're going. I think one thing we could do is, you know, stop forwarding, stop liking, stop watching those things. If there's not an audience or an appetite for it, I feel like,
it'll
you
go
know,
away.
That may go away. If there were no ratings, you know, that show would no longer be. So.
And you know what, Janelle, I understand what you're saying because I get really tired of going on my wall and finding, you know, fights of any and everything just because. I think it's stupid. It's not something that I want to see on my wall. I don't want to see it, period. If I'm not posting something I don't want to see, I don't want to see it from my friends either. So I totally understand what you're saying. You picked a really good topic for us to talk about, and we're going to go ahead and go further into that as well as we talk about other things tonight. So I'm going to put you on a brief hold, and I want you to continue listening, and thank you so much. We will be right back with you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you. Just hold on, okay, and keep listening. Thank you so much. All right, so we had our first caller, Shante. How you feel about that, girl?
I know. I feel like, you know, I don't know, that's for the very first time or something. I'm clutching my pearls.
It's,
I like
it's
it.
Awesome.
We want to talk to you. We definitely want to talk to you.
We
want
to talk to any and everybody. We want to get, you know, you can inbox us if you know who we are personally. Give us a, you know, a holler. The call-in number right now is 917-889-2241. Now, let's turn it back to some of the things that I wanted to talk about tonight. First and foremost, I just got done watching Scandal. Did you see Scandal?
Of course, of course. Check in with Miss Olivia this week, absolutely.
Did you see the new love interest? I'm kind of happy about it.
I'm very happy about it
myself.
I will say that is
Mr. White.
That's a lot to look at there, and I appreciate it. Every piece of what was on my screen. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was something that I definitely liked and needed to hear, and. Janelle, yes, we are on the air, and I'm glad she just texted me. Janelle is actually somebody you're going to meet as well. She is one of the fabulous hosts for the trip we're going on.
Ooh,
so you'll meet.
I can't wait to talk about
Miss Fabulous Janelle.
Girl, huh? Miss Honey is in the gym twice a day trying to get my life together for September.
Let's talk about that.
But I've heard such wonderful things that Ms. Wallach-Ness is on that treadmill and that elliptical.
Wait a minute, let's bring Janelle back on the line real quick. Janelle, are you there? Caller?
I am here.
Yes. Now, you have to understand, this is going to be Miss Shante's first trip. Now, this be my second trip. But give us a little light. Shed some light on this trip a little bit. We're going to go ahead and promote our professional relaxation trip real quick. But go ahead and shed some light since you are on live with us. Go ahead.
Okay.
Spill the tea, honey, because I'm about to sip mine. spill some of yours.
Well, professional relaxation is a trip that's done every year, Labor Day weekend, and is coordinated by an organization called D9O Travel, short for Divine Nine Online, and was founded by Kevin Prince. And pretty much it's an opportunity for professionals, whether you're in a Greek-led organization or not, to get to go somewhere internationally, learn about the culture, of course, relax, interact, make new friends in addition to reconnecting with old ones, and also an opportunity to party. So did we not turn up last year? Oh, yes, we did in the beautiful Aruba. We sure did last year. And, yes, you, Shante, helped me with my photo shoot that I did while we were there.
Yes, I was the island makeup artist for a few of us, and Miss Janelle's pictures turned out fabulous. She looked stunting. Stunting,
yes.
Honey. Yes, stunting. So, yes.
And I
appreciate
that. So, you know I'm going to be using you again for this year.
Do you see how she said using me? Do you see what they do? I'm going to be so turned up. I don't know if I want to even give my services this year, okay?
No,
I'm being cut.
No,
chill it.
I will be hiring you. You will be my personal makeup artist this year.
Well, now you have the other Shantae too. Now you know we might be a double threat. A triple is a double threat, triple threat. I've been drinking. Anyway,
well, oh Lord. See, I didn't know sipping tea. I didn't know we had upgraded to the apple.
You don't
crown,
need to know what's in my tea, honey. It's all
okay.
I said was
in your
I sip my tea.
I feel like I'm in your business, so I'm going to extract. I'm going to extract myself from your business right now. So my
and now I'm about to put you back on hold. Okay, continue to listen. Hold on, please. Thank you, Janelle.
No,
Ms. Shantae.
Yes.
I have a question for you. Now, you said you watch Scandal. We just talked about Janelle's point to the, you know, the fighting on social media and what have you. Let me ask you your true opinion on Love and Hip Hop. Because this season of Love and Hip Hop New York,
take the wheel, please, somebody, Moses.
I need him to be my fence, honey. I need to just lean. Yeah.
I really just can't with Love and Hip Hop. It's so undeniably ratchet. Like it's so bad. Mm. And you know, going through a breakup that was ugly recently myself, it kind of brings out some negative feelings, let's just say that.
Really? Now, see, I thoroughly enjoyed the stupidness of this show right now. I don't know why. I get excited.
I used to look forward to it, but now it's just so bad. Like,
it's too real for you.
You know, you don't even get to know the characters before they start acting a fool. It's like, you know, at least we got a little background. Like, we got to know and kind of like Chrissy. We got to know and kind of like some of the other people, you know, before they get to fight and acting a fool. Some of these heifers, I don't even know what their names are.
Let's go back, though.
It's like chick number one that's screwing rich, and chick number two that's sleeping with rich, and chick number three, I don't even know your names. Like, you know, the one that sings and strips, the one that strips and strips, the other one that strips and harasses or whatever. Like, I can't keep it straight. It's just too much. And then
Let me ask you this then. Would you, out of the Love and Hip Hop series, would you rather watch the one from New York or the one from Atlanta?
Oh, come on.
I know.
We
both represent the A right now. But
A.
You got to represent the A town, baby.
But let me tell you why, though. I have to tell you why.
Please tell me why, because most people would still say the same thing about Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, about how ratchet it is and how disrespectful.
No. It is, and it's all of that. But let me tell you this.
It's all those things.
The thing about Atlanta is Hip Hop Atlanta versus Hip Hop Love and Hip Hop New York is the fact that you can see yourself. I mean, as a woman, okay, you never want to play the fool. I could see myself more getting Stevie Jade than getting Peter Pankey'd, meaning whatever his name is.
True.
I could see myself getting Stevie Jade. I've seen Stevie Jade in person. I've seen Stevie and Jocelyn and Lennox.
With his rat face looking so.
Exactly. But you know what? First of all, he had on, it was like 3 p.m., okay? I'm pulling for a shoot, minding my own business in Lenox. I see the bodyguard first. I see Jocelyn second. Jocelyn, let me tell you what Miss Jocelyn had on. Miss Jocelyn had on full length. What I'm telling you, full length, arms in, legs in, but it was sheer lace jumpsuit. Sheer lace. So I'm seeing all of
really that. Now?
At 3
Where was
PM,
she going?
Girl, walking down the strip, like just walking down the hallway at Linux. I got my little stuff, I'm pulling for the shoe. CBJ got on his sunglasses, but I could see his eyes roaming to my backside.
That sounds like a man.
Walking behind Jocelyn, I said, CBJ, you know, he looks like he might hypnotize you or something. Now, that Peter Pankey. I don't know what he's got going on. Like, I don't know what his strong points are, but Peter Pankey is his grandfather, and I think CBJ might be too. I don't know, but that's really.
I'm sipping my tea on that. I'm sipping it. That sounds like shade, honey. sound like Shay. I'm going to bring Janelle back real quick because I want to know, I want all of us to talk about single ladies real quick, okay? Hold on. But, no, you go watch it, though. Janelle.
Yes, I'm
Janelle?
Here.
Okay, hey, yes. Girl. Hey, girl. Welcome back. Do you watch Single Ladies?
I've watched some of the earlier episodes, but I haven't watched it in a while. It's been a minute.
Okay, so now for both of y'all, because both of y'all said you don't watch it, or Shantae, you don't watch it, but Janelle, you've seen it. So it's back on now, and it's on Centric. And so there's no more Stacey Dash. The other light-skinned chick with the pretty eyes, she's off the show. They killed her off, apparently, because she went off, got married, and had a kid, which is great for her. Woo! But now the plot line is so ridiculous because now they got Miss Lisa Ray on there, but she's in jail because she don't want to snitch on her dude, right? And he ain't trying to help her get out. Then you got some other shenanigans going on, but let's look at the real premise of Single Ladies, the show. Janelle, you've seen it. Shantae, have you ever seen the show, or you just don't watch it?
I have. I've seen a few episodes. Well, I think I saw the majority of the first season, but I fell off after that. I'm going to be honest. I watched for the clothes. Stylist,
that makes sense to you.
Jay Anthony, fantastic. He killed it every time. Oh, my God. The girls look amazing. But to me, no shade, but shade nonetheless. They can't act. So
I'm sipping my tea.
I had a hard time.
I'm sipping my tea on that. Janelle, what's your take on Single Ladies, the show, as a whole? Like, what did you like about it? What did you dislike about it? Did it seem realistic to you?
I think some of it was realistic, but it's like all these other shows that have started to come out, like such as Being Mary Jane, and it seems like we're just starting to get it's like now those are the type of shows that we're tending to get into, and we're being characterized at as, you know, black women. Just struggling to find a man, or struggling to keep a man, or find a man, but he's either married or is a convict. So it's almost like Love
or
and Hip Hop
artist.
Or con artist. So it's like,
womanizers.
Womanizers.
Drug addicts.
And we stick with them till the end, and it's like it starts to become a vicious cycle, because that's now what we're tending to be more attracted to and what we're watching on TV. But it's also, some of it's also just real life. So I think we see it so much now is because we relate to it. You know, that's us that we see on television. And I guess that's probably why after a while I just stopped watching it, because I was like, I could just look in the mirror.
She
brings up some excellent points, and it's so funny because I just finished having this conversation as I was dying eggs with one of my good homegirls that I hadn't seen in a long time, and we were talking about relationships.
No shade, but I'm sipping my tea, because did you just say you a grown woman dying some eggs?
Yes.
I just want to make sure. I'm about to sip my tea on that. Go ahead.
I get back to the community. You know, I ain't got no cheering.
Oh, it's a community thing. Okay.
Right. I have to make sure that the cheering.
Girl, I thought you was just sitting at the house, dying
eggs.
I don't know. That's why I asked the question.
Ain't nobody got time. I got the kids together. There's an Easter egg. I got an egg dye. Right, I just got done dying a million eggs. But I digress, because the point was, brought up a point that was really, really, and maybe it's just this ratchet town, and I do mean town, Podunk town that I'm in currently that I cannot wait to get out of.
We're not going to discuss that.
Out here, you know, being a side chick is something to be praised, and I got
no,
a
ma'am.
There. I have a blank stare about all of that, and I think, you know, to your point, Janelle, you know, and it really comes from a person with no guidance that, you know, maybe wasn't raised quite, I can't say wasn't raised right, but, you know, I think so much portrayal of, oh, there's limited men and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, so you put up with this any old thing. So women are sharing men openly. They know about mm-hmm. each other, have these conversations. Hey, he's going to be over there mm-hmm. this night. He's going to be over there like Tara and Amina.
Amina.
I made a joke the other day on social media. I'm like, so Amina and Tara should just move in together because they're going to continue to let this man go back and forth. So why not just get an apartment and make the commute easier for Peter?
But wait a minute. Tara actually did make a comment about that, not to you personally, but somebody called her a sister wife, and she took highly offense to that. And I really have an issue with Tara. And just so for the record, we got like almost 8 minutes left, so we're going to wrap this up. But I don't really care too much for Tara because Tara puts herself on such a high pedestal knowing that she did the exact same thing that Amina did when he was with somebody else. The only difference between Tara and Amina is he married Amina. And I think Tara's mad because she wasn't a wife. She's just a baby mama.
She didn't get the title.
But now even with Amina having the title, it ain't doing no good.
And that is what exactly I was about to say right there. And that is something that I found. Let me talk about my own situation. I found in my past relationship. I'm not going to go too deep into it because we don't have enough.
Please don't. We can't do that.
But I don't, like, if a man, a title means nothing if your man, if it doesn't mean anything to the people in the relationship. You could be wife, you could be mom. I mean, it doesn't matter what the title is. If your man or if your woman does not, you know, respect their title, then you could call each other whatever you want to call them. If you're going to act like you're single, but this is my wife,
mm-hmm.
or wifey, or husband, or boo, or whatever the title is, if you're not going to, if you don't have the character or whatever to uphold said title, it means absolutely nothing. So, you know,
you're right.
Amina, I didn't like her attitude from jump. I do like Tara because she was the first, you know, I'm kind of a loyal person, so unfortunately she was the first person, I can't say unfortunately, she was the first person we met. She seemed like they had a little family thing going on with Peter. I didn't really
know Tara
background.
In real life.
she seemed like, I know we don't know these things, but this is what you put on TV, so, you know, you can open your closet, and now we all up in looking at your shoes and trying your shoes on because you open this up.
True.
Now we got our 2 cents. So my thing is, you know, with Tara, it seemed like she had her little family thing going on. It seems like her situation was completely rocked. And we, as women, you know, a lot of us know how that feels when, you know, you're in a situation and you think everything is so pathetic. And then here comes this chick talking about, I'm married. Oh, yeah, I mean, you jump into Tara's shoes. Oh, yeah, girl, just a disrespect.
Yeah,
of you coming at me. You know my place. I know your place. Your show. I've been to your show as his woman, and you sleeping with him, and you in my face kicking and cockeying, and then you have the audacity.
But that's part of Peter's fault, too. That's part
it's
of Peter's fault,
of
because
no,
Peter's
no,
the one that lied to all of them.
Listen.
Period.
Don't get me wrong. Peter is the one that owed Tara something. My problem is, as a woman to another woman, please understand me as a woman, and you know what it's like to be, you know, mistreated by a man. So my issue, yes, the man is 100% wrong, and really it just comes back to, you know, you betting on the wrong horse, which I have done, absolutely. You putting your trust and your faith in a man that's not worth it, doesn't have the character to, you know, treat your relationship properly. Or, you know, enough respect for you to tell you the truth or whatever the case may be. But as far as Amina, honey, what did you think you was doing? Like, what did you think you were
That's
doing?
That's true. She was a little dumb at that. She was.
You tried it. I feel bad for her this season, but I really don't because she was going so hard in the paint. But it's been last season, and he wiped his foot just like he wiped his feet on this woman that he had been with for however many years, and just like the woman before her that he probably wiped his feet on then, and all these trellis children that he's making and leaving and making and leaving and making and leaving. Only difference is you got the ring, but what does the ring really mean if he doesn't do right by you? It means absolutely nothing. That means that he's cheating on you with the ring on his finger. That's what happened. and he even got that.
Well, you said you perk up tonight, didn't you, Pumpkins?
I'm just saying. I told you, don't start talking about that because I could say,
let's stop that. Chanel, because she going to go on. She about to go ham, burger, and cheese. Chanel, I want to thank you so much for being our first guest caller and enjoying in on the fun topics that we have discussed. Please feel free to comment, talk again. Send us any questions, and we will also keep you in mind every week for when we start that private chat for the Costa Rica group, baby.
Yes, honey.
Thank you so much, Janelle. We're going to say goodnight to you.
All right. Good night, ladies. Good night, Janelle. Thank you. I can't wait to meet you. Same here.
Whoop, whoop. All right. Thank you. Good night. Miss Shante. You are amazing. You talk.
Oh my God!
More than you thought you would, and I'm so proud of you, and I'm so happy that you're my co-host. This is going to be so fabulous. So now you know. Next week is going to be your turn to figure out what we're going to do.
I know what we're going to talk about. Can I talk about what I'd like to talk about next week, please? Yes.
Okay. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
I'm excited.
You are so silly.
About
well, is there anything else you want to let the callers know or the listeners know about you before we depart?
No. I mean, other than no, but
you're silly.
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to talk about oneself. I am so basically, I'm an entrepreneur at heart. Currently, I am working back in the corporate environment.
It is a gift
and a curse. You know, sometimes. And that is really kind of what is prompting our next week's conversation, which will be what does it mean to be Sophista Ratchet? What does that mean? Like,
oh my God,
lady. But you might be
so
just,
you really want to go there. Okay. We're gonna do that.
I want to delve into that because I just feel as though, you know, we wear our corporate hats. I used to work for another Fortune 500 company in Minneapolis. I'm not going to put it on blast.
We're not going to put stuff like that out here.
We had a very fantastic network of young black professional women, and I had some great mentors. And, you know, you first meet someone, and it's all kiki and kaka, and then when you finally let your guard down and you're talking about the real struggles of what it's like to be young black, freezing in Minneapolis and upset about the different things that are happening or why your coworkers, when you decide to do the big chop and go natural, feel like it's okay to walk up to you and put both hands in your hair and say, oh my God, my crazy hair. And that
okay, Shante. Shante,
yes.
Save some of that for next time because you, again, hamburger and cheese. Hamburger and cheese. I need you to go ahead and sip your tea, and we will talk next time on As I Sip My Tea. Thank you so much for being on the show with me. I love you to pieces, and I will talk to you soon. I'm going to wrap up the show, okay?
Okay, take care.
Good night. And that's it, you guys, for As I Sip My Tea, honey. We had a fabulous time talking today. I am excited. I am thrilled that people are listening. And I hope you tune in next week for our new topic, which is also, can you be ratchet professional? Apparently, that's what Ms. Shante wants to talk about. And this Shante is going to talk with her and listen. Thank you guys so much. And I hope that you will listen to us again on As I Sip My Tea, Honey. What tea are you sipping?